This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Brody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Brody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Brody. 10 to 2. On 670 the...
A statement was made, guys. A statement was made, and that was a statement from the Lions to the Bears, or maybe the league to the Bears, that they've been warned. You've been warned. The Bears are lucky to have been warned before the playoffs, before the most important part of the season. They have been warned that you're not always going to get away with the magic.
There's no such thing as magic.
It's not even that prophetic, because the warning signs have been there in the past several weeks. The good news is we've seen the improvement. You know, that's the hard part of this. This is the whole point. Not only are better teams on the way in the playoffs, and that is a very good thing, but teams who know you well are also going to be on to your stuff and your hijinks and what you think you can get away with. You can't Ferris Bueller or Dennis the Menace this all the time and expect it to go well for you.
Not right that that youngster of his can run wild, do as he pleases without regard to people or property.
He's only a boy, George.
Gonna knot my rope once too often. I can't stand that kid. He's a menace.
When I was watching this game, and when they came back and they got the second two-point conversion after the second fourth quarter touchdown, I was like, I'm tired of the Bears looking like a feel-good sitcom. Like, I need more just gritty Netflix, HBO style. Like, things don't always end well when you don't do well enough early.
I can't stand it anymore. I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Please, let me handle this.
Calm down. I'll get back to your seat.
So I'm glad that they saw conflict. They answered, met the conflict, but they understood we don't have this luxury of putting ourselves in holes anymore after this game.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
Yeah, don't think you can Ferris Bueller, Dennis the Menace, or whatever troublemaking and consequences of your own actions, get out of it type of thing. This is the NFL playoffs, dang it. No funny business. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. I can't say no funny business and then say our names. Inherently, that is a contradiction.
Our names aren't funny. Our names are very serious.
They mean funny.
I'm Mark.
Grody's...
What?
I'm Mark.
Okay, I see where this show's going.
Just because you're going to Wayne Larrabee voice does not mean that anybody thinks you're not.
Oh, did you detect a little bit?
A little bit.
Was that trying to be serious?
I don't know what I was
trying
to be.
Yeah, I don't think you can be serious.
Yeah, I try. I try sometimes to be serious. There are serious moments in life that require seriousness.
That's a serious tone right there. That's it.
That's it.
It's kind of like his XRT DJ voice.
That's true. It's right there.
Here's Hosier.
Put more bass in that. Put more bass in that, Mark. Put more bass
Here's
in that.
Here's Hosier. That's right.
I do think that this doesn't mean there's not fun. My goodness, we've seen some absolute blowouts in the playoffs. And unfortunately, one where the Packers blew out the Cowboys at their place that is fresh in my mind, given the performance that Jordan Love had in that game. But when it comes to how the Bears are trying to get this done, especially when you know that bad defense does offend our sensibilities when it comes to what we're used to and seeing in Bears games. They only gave up 19 points to the Lions, but they still lost. And then they gave up 42 points the week before and also lost. That game, I feel like, is better because it was the 49ers at their place and they were able to hang with them. Losing to the Lions 19-16 at home, not great when you want to get into the playoffs the way that you want to with winning and playing your starters and having what I think is some valid momentum, at least to build the habits. You know, you're playing a team that you care about at your place. Be nice to close it out with a win before this extra game against the Packers on Saturday. Which is why we all had different interpretations of what Ben Johnson had to say yesterday after he watched the film. This was in the afternoon. When discussing the defensive strategy or just what he thinks of this defense going into this all-important Packers playoff game.
Is there any way to identify the most correctable thing on defense right now on a short week? I mean, we got a number of areas that we could play better. But at the same time, I mean, the number one thing is that we're looking to limit the opponent with their points. And you're saying you left that game with a good offense, and they only scored 19 points, 16 up until the last 2 minutes of the game there. And so I thought our defense played well enough for us to win that ball game. And I know we want to clean up the yards, and we want to get off the field faster, and we want to create more possessions for our offense. Those are all part of it, and there's ways to get that done. But at the end of the day, you know, the number one objective is to limit their points. And so I'm gonna keep that the main thing with our defense.
Okay, I get that. But at the same time, you didn't win. And in the game before, you didn't win, and that was too many points. It can be that simple sometimes. It can especially be that simple when you consider how much the Lions outgained the Bears at the half last Sunday and how much the 49ers outgained the Bears in the half the week before. When you have Amon-Ra St. Brown getting over 100 yards receiving at the half on Sunday this past game, and when you have Christian McCaffrey with 140 total yards from the line of scrimmage at the half the week before, you can say that, and I understand why you need your offense to step up. But you can also ask for more out of your defense based on what we saw these past two games.
I got to tell you what I heard from Ben Johnson right there, and I listened to the whole press conference yesterday. I was really disappointed in hearing Ben Johnson say that, because Ben Johnson knows better. He knows that they have given up 496 total yards to San Francisco, 433 total yards to Detroit, where they were dominated in time of possession as well. What upsets me about this, or gets me angry about this, is that he is in charge of the defense too. I don't like it when you have a head coach who, we know what his major is. We know that Ben Johnson is the offensive genius, and he's the play caller, and all of that goes with it. But guess what? He's in charge of the defense too. And if he's going to be real about what he's seeing with the offense and tell us how disappointed he is with the offense, and then he goes up there and enables the defense, which has been just flat out bad the last 2 weeks, by saying, well, we only gave up so many points. Ben Johnson is supposedly brilliant and smart, and I believe he is. I've been around Ben Johnson a lot. He knows better than to say that, oh, well, we only gave up the 19 points in the game. You know that going into the postseason, having a defense that has been exposed that badly is a really horrible thing, despite you got lucky. You got lucky to give up just the 19 points. So you are the head coach of all phases of this team. So to me, it sounds like Ben Johnson is only speaking for one side of the ball right now, and that's disappointing.
Okay, I completely disagree with both of you here, and here's why. Number one, we want Ben Johnson. One of the things he's been celebrated for throughout the season is his transparency and his honesty, correct?
Yeah, we're not getting it, are we?
No, I think we are.
We are? How is that transparency and honesty?
I think it's transparency and honesty because he told you several things. He said there's a number of areas we can play better. That's true.
Okay, let's hear about it, because they only talk about the
number
offense,
one thing is to limit the opponent to number of points. Mm. Also true. Correct?
It's a fine line, dude.
No, no, no. It's not a fine line. That's the bottom line.
But didn't they get lucky? You give up 433 yards and the secondary is exposed the way it was and the defensive line is exposed the way it was?
Okay. I want to hear the thesis.
The defensive line has been exposed all season. Everything you're saying, that's nothing new. It's not new information. Here's the reality. Ben Johnson, after 17 games, understands what he has in the defense and what he is lacking in the defense. And he understands we're in the playoffs now. The things that you guys want corrected, the things that the city of Chicago wants corrected about the Bears defense, is not going to be corrected until the offseason. Because I hate to tell you all this, Jalen Johnson's not getting any healthier between now and the end of the season. He came back for a reason. This is what you're getting from Jalen Johnson. Kyler Gordon, if he does come back, is not going to be 100% Kyler Gordon. That is something you have to accept. They're not going to get to the quarterback at a level in which would make us all feel a little bit more comfortable with the defense. What he does understand is that offense has been a top 10 offense in every phase of the game all season long. It underperformed. The defense actually, you could argue, overperformed by only giving up the 19 points. If they're going to win playoff games, if I tell you tomorrow
Actually, let's go backwards. If I told you before the Lions game, the defense, after what happened in Santa Clara, would only give up 19 points, I think both of you, if you're being honest with yourselves, would sign up for that.
Yeah, but I look a little deeper. I go beyond the numbers because I'm thinking about that's Green Bay on Saturday night. That's what I'm thinking about.
And that's the problem, is that you want to go deeper. We've gone as deep as we can go. We know what the problems are. There is no solution right now to the problems that you're looking at. Dennis Allen, do you think he's a competent defensive coordinator? It's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you agree that he has limited parts to work with?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
I think they're doing the best they can with what they have. And I think the biggest difference between the San Francisco 49ers game.
High school football?
Yeah.
We're just doing the best we can.
No, listen.
With what we have.
Listen. The 49ers game was inexcusable because they let up touchdowns every time a team got into the red zone. The difference between that game and the Lions game and what you're hoping for going forward. If you can give up less than 20 points a game, it's on the freaking offense. That is where your bread is buttered. That is what they spent. Last time I checked, all the offseason resources, whether you want to talk about draft capital, whether you want to talk about offseason acquisitions, it was simply focused on the offense.
I think there are two aspects of this that can be true at the same time. Number one, the offense hasn't performed well. Let's go back to the Packers game that was the first meeting this season, where the team had only 71 yards at the half or 70-something. It was low. It was paltry. We know that at the half this time around, they only were able to manage 69, not nice, total yards at the half.
Not nice.
Part of your best defense for this team should be the offense, and that is because they need to keep the defense off the field. They didn't do that. The other part of this is we've gotten a lot of pushback on the text line. We're also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. We've gotten a lot of pushback of, oh, Ben Johnson doesn't call out his team. He absolutely calls out his team. How many different quotes do I have to give you? Montez Sweat needs to win his one-on-one battles. We don't have the practice habits of a championship team. He's 100% called out the team. So I'm not going to hide behind that fake cape either. But when you're saying that points are the only things that matter to you, it's kind of like the concept of prevent defense, where in theory, points are the only things that matter in prevent defense, except we all know what happens. Teams can successfully drive down the field.
And they give up points.
And it's the NFL. So, yes, there is a very high chance that you're going to give up points. You're right about 19 points allowing should be enough. But the problem was the amount of plays that they were able to run. The Lions mirrored a lot of the Bears' struggles earlier in the season. They ran a lot of plays against the Bears. They just weren't able to get it done in the red zone. You can't lean on that in the playoffs, though. And you couldn't lean on it against a playoff team in the 49ers. And there are times where this offense isn't consistent enough to be able to gunsling its way out of it. And frankly, it needs to do it in the beginning of the game, not just the end. But the defense only being concerned about points, there's another part of this that I don't like either, since I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't like the fact that Ben Johnson talks about how the pass rush needs to show up most when they have a lead and secure it. You paid that defensive line so much money that you should be able to also let them cook when you need a stop. And you can't rush four down linemen. And that's a glaring problem with how this thing was put together, too. And you yourself, Marshall, talked about your concerns about it back at training camp when everybody was theoretically healthy.
Yes, I agree with most things that you're saying. The one thing I will say, you talk about the offense for another team being on the field. If your offense is good, you keep the other team off the field because your offense has the ball for longer. I think that's what Ben Johnson is so frustrated by right now. When you look back at what happened against the Lions specifically, is that his offense was not good enough at just staying on the field. The more you stay on the field, the less damage can be done to your defense. We all agree on that.
Time of possession. Yes, I
think that's one of the things. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is, because you said, I'm just worried about Green Bay going forward. Let me tell you something. If they give up 19 points to Green Bay and they lose the game, that's going to be on Ben Johnson's offense. That's going to be on Caleb Williams and company not executing whatever it is he's drawn up. And he'll take responsibility because he'll be accountable and say, I have a blame. The coaches have a blame in terms of either how we coached it up or how I schemed it up. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is his answers for that press conference yesterday, they were perfectly reasonable because they were honest. It's the truth. The defense isn't getting better in the sense that you want it to get better. They have what they have. Now, the offense, it could be more consistent and it could start off better. unlike what's happened in four of the last five games.
If the Bears give up 433, between 433 and 500 yards like they have the last couple of weeks against Green Bay, you're playing a dangerous game if you think the Packers are only going to score 19 points.
They're already playing a dangerous game.
So I just wanted Ben Johnson to go a little bit deeper
on
that.
What did
you want to do? And not just do what you said he did, and what you're doing is, it, and I understand it. Like we talked about this before we came out. I do understand where you're coming from. It is what it is, right? Like the defense is not good. It's not something that you're going to be able to completely fix right now in the last couple of games. But the idea that you could talk about a defense giving up a supposedly a playoff defense that is giving up the amount of yards that is giving up and giving up like really concerning chunks of yardage. Like it's not just the points. It's like these big, huge plays on third down and fourth down. I mean, the first drive of the game, it's a fourth down. They get 18 yards to Isaac Tesla, and they're on to their first field goal of the game. Like, you can't and we saw that against Green Bay with all the explosive plays.
I just want to know what you wanted him to say instead of the truth.
I wanted him to say that it's really alarming the amount of yardage and explosive plays his defense is giving up. If we keep doing that, we're not going to win. That's what I wanted to hear Ben Johnson say.
That's Mark Grody. That's Marshall Harris. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Our producers are Ray Diaz and Tyler Buterbaugh today. Brandon Fryer and his foam party hat cheese grater also helping us out as well.
Is he?
Yes, 312-644-6767 is our number. You can also find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, who help us out there. And we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Let's cook on this a little bit more, and we've also got some calls, so we'll try to mix those in as well. Is points enough? I don't know. I don't know.
That pause, though.
You're playing a dangerous game, Ben Johnson.
Playing a dangerous game. So.
We all are.
Every game is dangerous. It's the freaking playoffs. Win or go home.
Yeah, oh, and man.
Because that's a little edgy today, doesn't it? A little edgy.
The show is free for them, not for us. Oh. We got to take a break. Oh. We'll be right back after this.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and I feel like we're asking one of the quintessential defensive coordinator questions of our time. There's bend, don't break. There's bend and break. There's bend, then break. And I feel like what Ben Johnson has talked about yesterday was, as long as his team is limiting the points, that it's okay in the playoffs. I don't know that it's okay in the playoffs. And I don't quite know how much it worked in the regular season this past few weeks. Mark Grody is more mad at Ben Johnson than I am. And Marshall says, as long as you're trying to limit the points, this is all, it's more you think it's more on the offense than it is on the actual defense giving up yards.
If the Bears are limiting teams to 19 points per game in the playoffs, we are all saying, wow, look at how they were able to limit those offenses specifically. And the Lions have one of those offenses, by the way. Let's not, even though they had a bad year, their offense is still explosive.
Really good, really
and
good.
And so what I'm saying is simple as this. The Bears' defense is what it is. It ain't getting any better, except that Ben Johnson has. I don't know why y'all haven't, but what I'm saying is he understands his offense has been dynamic, can be dynamic, and there's still more potential than what we've seen the last few weeks.
And if you missed the rest of that, go back, listen to the first segment on the Rewind app on our Odyssey app, the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. But we don't have to repeat that part. Moving forward, I would also like to submit this for the class.
Yes.
The Seattle Seahawks performance against the same 49ers that the Bears gave up 42 points to. They had the exact opposite situation. Bears gave up 496 yards. Do you know how many the Seahawks allowed the Niners to have in total yards? 173 at home. That's a playoff defense, and I was about to cuss there.
Where was that game again?
In San Francisco.
I love it.
Smothering.
Here's why I love it. Because what did the Seahawks offense do?
The Seahawks offense did what they needed to do to win. They had 361 total yards.
But how many points did they have?
13 points.
Yeah, they only scored 13 points. So what I'm saying is you can look at that one of two ways. That could be half glass empty or half glass full. Because if the Seahawks could only put up 13 points on the Niners, the Bears offense, when it's rolling, we saw what they can do to the 49ers. I think That's why Ben Johnson is so frustrated. That's why he was frustrated directly after the game. That's why he looks at Monday after watching the tape. Hey, based on what our defense is capable of, you saw the Bears secondary running after people because they're just not fast enough. They're not healthy enough. This is what it is. They could try to scheme it up differently. Jaquan Brisker told us about that. But at the end of the day, if they're not creating turnovers, this is who they are. And the Bears offense has to make up the slack. Let me give you one stat just to clear things up.
They didn't make up the slack. They didn't pick up the slack on Sunday.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why Ben Johnson is frustrated, because he knows they are capable of more than that. 6 losses this season, right? The Bears have forced 4 turnovers in 6 losses. And in none of those games did they force more than 1 turnover. In 11 wins, the Bears have forced 29 turnovers, okay? But here's the thing. They only have 3 wins this season out of their 11 against teams that actually made the playoffs. That's the Steelers, who didn't have their starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's the Eagles, their best win of the season. And Green Bay, who didn't finish the game with their starting quarterback. They only had 5 forced turnovers in those 3 wins. So you have to understand, if they're going to win on Saturday night, they're probably going to have to win the turnover battle. And they haven't been forcing those turnovers in this last stretch of games the way they were against those bad teams early in the season.
Give me this, though, Marshall. Is it not the defense of the Bears that has you begging for me to come up with a way that the Bears can win this game? Because I know you're struggling right now. Is it not because of the defense? It can't be the offense.
If we had to pick today, I would pick the Packers to win the game.
Because of what? The defense, right?
Because of playoff experience for the Packers.
Okay, that could, that's
Jordan,
that's fair.
Jordan Love is what, played 3 playoff games, won one of them, and all 3 have been on the road.
Coaching quarterback is real. I agree
with
that.
Matt LaFleur may be coaching for his job. He literally may be coaching for his job, which is wild, but true. And the other thing is, Ben Johnson is letting you know the defense ain't got it. And we don't even know if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to play this weekend.
The fact that we need C.J. Gardner-Johnson to play on January 6, 2026.
He wasn't even on the team.
We were not talking about this months ago.
So if Nick McCloud might be the nickel corner?
You know why the Lions are not in the playoffs? Largely because of injuries to their secondary, which is kind of what gets back to the whole discussion here now, doesn't it?
The dangerous game they're playing.
To clarify your point you just made, just one thing I want to say very clear, which won't be the case next year.
Yes, sir.
The Lions played a first place schedule. The Bears played a last place schedule.
Stay tuned. Right. Exactly. The texter says here, Layla, not a wicked game like Chris Isaac plays, but a dangerous game. That is one of the most, such an intense, dark, like, I got to be in the right mood.
It's an intense, dark week around here.
To hear that song. Yeah, it is.
It shouldn't be. They're in the playoffs.
It's a scary week. It's not intense.
It's sunny outside in January. I feel like I'm playing with house money.
Let me be very clear. If it wasn't the Packers, it would have a different feel to it. But guess what? It's the freaking Packers.
Also, I appreciate the texter who pointed this out about that Seahawks game. They ran the ball. Ain't that the damn truth, man? Run the ball, and that'll help your time of possession and maybe extend a few drives for you along the way.
They tried to run
the
ball.
Glares in the direction of Hallis Hall.
They didn't run it very well. No. That was the worst they've looked running the football in a while, and that's what's concerning, because if you're the Packers...
They ran it effectively in the first drive. They just decided to run Monongai after Swift was able to get cutback lanes.
Yeah, Swift was looking good.
I don't understand why they ignore the EPA of expected yards on the right side too, since that's such a big thing for them, that stat, and we haven't really talked about it as much now that the season is going on. I don't understand why they're not doing more of that either, but that's not this topic. I'm sorry, it bothers me on the inside, my soul. 312-644-6767 as we continue to discuss this. Ray told me during the break about perhaps the most score caller ever to this topic.
Definitely. This guy called in. He had to have his voice heard, but he couldn't wait on hold. Why couldn't he wait on hold? Because he was taking his kid to the doctor because his kid had a fever. But in the middle of taking his kid to the doctor who has a fever, he said, hold on here. I just had to get my thoughts off about Ben Johnson. He's angry because he said the Bears would be playing their best football in December, and it's January, and they're not. He had to get that out there. He had to get that out there while his kid has a spiking fever, my friend. It doesn't matter if the fever is 103. I don't care. I got to get my Bears thoughts off.
Hey, what? We call that multitasking.
That's right.
Taking care of your kid, you're listening to the score at the same
time.
He's a
great man and a great writer and father of the year, I believe.
Maybe the nurse practitioner could take care of the kid for a second.
Fire up the Odyssey app while you're waiting for your kid to get checked out at the doctor. That's hilarious.
And frankly, with everybody and their dog sick the past couple of weeks, is there anything more annoying than a persistent fever? Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to sit there and wait for it to stop. You can try all these little old wives' tales that you would like, your Pastina, your Menudo, put your ice back on the back of your neck.
That's a different version of Bend, Don't Break. But yes, the fever, you want it to break eventually, so, unlike the Bears' defense.
Persistent fever, also not good. Yeah, I think part of the problem, though, I have with this, too, is when you talk about acceptance, this was somewhat the plan. They thought they could rush four down linemen and cook. Like, that's how the team was constructed.
I think the team was constructed, yes, to a degree. They thought they'd get more than what they've been getting, but also thought Kyler Gordon, the guy who gets mentioned by name in the Dennis Allen introductory press conference, would be available for more than what he's been available this year. And like I said, even if he plays this week, are you really expecting Kyler Gordon, the one you remember?
Let's listen to Ben Johnson's confidence level when it came to asking about Kyler Gordon's availability.
Hey, Ben, are you going to bring Kyler Gordon back to practice this week?
That's the hope.
I certainly do hope so. I don't know, but I hope so.
I hope that I work out six times.
You know what this goes back to, Layla Mark? You know what this goes back to when he was asked about Kyler Gordon as a player, like what he's, and he's like, I really don't know the guy.
And you know what? I didn't think that he was dissing on Kyler Gordon there. I think he was just pointing out that because he was injured, he's just not at the facility. Like, what, Mark, when you heard Ben Johnson say that, that's the hope.
hopeful, that'd be great. That'd be awesome if he was able to play. Again, I got the big toothy grin from Kyler Gordon as he was walking out of the locker room when I shouted to him, you gonna be able to play for the playoffs? Just turned around and smiled at me. We have a thing because I always am bugging him about injuries, and sometimes he'll tell me something. A lot of times he won't. I am only left to interpret the smile of Kyler Gordon.
So what
me.
Did you interpret from that particular smile?
I have no idea what to interpret. I really don't. You know why, Marshall? Usually I would, like, normally I would say he's probably not playing, but it is the playoffs and they badly need him. Like, so there's a desperation to get Kyler Gordon back in there. So I can't, honestly, I can't call it in this case. I would tell you if I could.
You can't say nickel corner without Nick.
That's the hope.
As in McLeod.
Man.
As in McLeod.
What are you, David Haw now?
Tyler's just trolling us over there.
Oh, my God.
You can't. You know what? We need more punsters and headline writers at this place.
I love this text right here, guys.
What you got?
Because I kind of said some version of it, and that is
219 said, who is Kyler Gordon?
Oh, man. I mean, fair. From the 785, I think it is. I'm scared as a Bears fan. Ooh. Yeah. This is uncharted waters. And Coach Ben has never been a head coach in the playoffs either.
I mean, he called him Coach Ben.
That's fair
they
to point
him
out.
They call Coach Ben. The players do.
Yeah, a lot of players do that. They're the first. They used to do that with Nagy sometimes, believe it or not. Not just Swaggy, Nagy. And Groats, what about Kmet? Is he good? That hit. Yikes. I guess we'll find out more about the what day is today?
But he wasn't mentioned. They're doing a walkthrough today, but he wasn't mentioned following the game as being a guy that Ben Johnson was concerned about.
And check me out. He is scheduled to be a guest with us tonight on the Take the North podcast. He's going to be on at 6:25.
How fancy are you?
6:25.
Hey, about that Take the North podcast. Tell him the truth, Grody. Tell him what it is.
Tell the truth. Tonight, starting at 6 for a special live playoff edition of Take the North with Dan Wiederer and me, Weezy. I'm Mark Grody. We'll be joined by Cole Kmet at 6:25, getting you set for the Bears versus the Packers in the wild card round. That is tonight from 6 to 8 on the Score and the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the Take the North podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Layla.
Mark Grote.
Yeah, you got to get the promo off. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's right here in front
of me. How much do you guys think you're going to talk about the jigsaw puzzle that is trying to figure out who is available in the secondary Saturday?
We might, I don't know, maybe we'll have a slightly better idea by tonight. I mean, we're not going to be able to solve that here, so it'll be really interesting to hear what comes. I do know this, that out at the hall today, Caleb Williams will be speaking. So we might even have that on our watch. I don't know. He's speaking. Then there are supposedly two or three other players that'll speak. So it's going to be, even though we will not be able to watch the practice, it's a walkthrough, so everything will be estimated. There will be a lot of people talking out there at Hallis Hall tonight. I think Ben Johnson is speaking today too.
See, that's all huge. Very important. Yeah, yeah, and because of the short week, yes, this would typically be an off day, but everything slides. Also, I think a texter brought this up yesterday, or somebody said it on social media, and it was really valid. What's Jonathan Owens' role in all of this as well? Because he's available. So how he gets put together in all of this, he was such a big part of what happened last year defensively for this team.
Yeah.
It's a fair question to ask.
It is.
Do other people slide and like maybe he steps in? Like that's what makes this so difficult to try to put together.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Layla, because you're right. He was much more present last year. It just, and I don't know the exact answer, but it does tell me that he just wasn't one of the guys that Dennis Allen identified as somebody who he was going to circle and highlight and be a big part of things. That's my best guess on Jonathan Owens, but I could probably find out more on Thursday when I actually am out there.
The way I see it is he's been relegated to a special teams player, and mm-hmm. even though he did make some plays, he had some impactful plays last year. It's not like he was on a good defense last year.
Right, right.
So it's hard for me to understand why, other than being forced in with injury, why he'd all of a sudden have a prominent role on a team that through 17 games he has not had a role.
Yeah, no, he is not. That's a great point, and you almost never hear his name. I mean, either special teams, as you said, yes, but not defensively.
Well, and especially on some of those special defensive packages that they had last year, he was on the field, you know, depending on how they wanted to formulate secondary. So that's why I thought it was a valid point. He is an available body in all of this.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Unfortunately,
wrong position, right?
Yeah.
So that's the issue, is safety is not necessarily the need right now. You heard him more when Jaquan Brisker was injured. But I don't know if they would be confident enough in remixing him the way they do with CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, for example, who has experience at two different positions. So there's that part of it, too. We want to know what you think. We've got some calls here, 312-644-6767. Are you okay with the Bears defense just focusing on points to face the Packers? We continue to discuss it and measure our confidence index as well next.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
Can you say similar game plan, holding back at all?
Nope.
Nope.
That's it for me. Like, that's how I knew Ben Johnson was mad after the game on Sunday.
Did you ever see his face?
It's not necessarily the initial answer, it's the follow-up. Oh, yeah, he tried to hide a lot of it with his hat, but it didn't work.
Does it please you? I mean, is it
That's separate.
That's DJ Moore. By the way, somebody had a texter ask, is DJ Moore going to be on the podcast? We'll see. Maybe this week still. He did say, like, we got completely off track with the holidays and the days that I'm out at Hallis Hall and the days that Dan is there. So maybe we get him on Thursday.
Why are you
Thursday.
Keeping DJ Moore off the podcast?
Well, no. I would love to have DJ Moore. He said he'd come on the podcast, but we want to do it in the locker room. So
one of those two.
We don't want to make him have to call or get on
he will,
Zoom.
Though. He
yeah,
does
I was looking
it.
Forward to him. Like,
I know, but like that's a pain in the butt.
Called in on his day off here one time.
That's true. He probably would, but if we can make it easier for the player during a playoff week, Dan and I would like to do that.
He's reliable like that.
He's very reliable.
He's very reliable to his on-air commitments.
That's such a great way to put it. He's a pro's pro. He really is.
I wish he had more targets, you know.
I do too.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Moore.
Yep.
In the meantime, we are talking about the Bears defense and the question, is focusing on the points enough? Enough? I don't know. Let's go to Vince and Gurney. Vince, you're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Good morning, all. Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Loving the show so far. I don't think that's going to be even a good approach for the defense at all. First of all, there's no predictable way to even know how many points they're going to give up in any given game. and they have almost zero momentum going into this playoff game. And Jordan Love, even though he throws kind of a lofty ball, he picks the Bears apart almost every single game when he plays. I mean, a lot of backups have been picking them apart. That combined with, I think Josh Jacobs will probably be playing. So I just don't have any faith in Dennis Allen to come up with a scheme, you know, on a shorter week that's going to be able to say, well, we're just going to focus on this and that. You know, they're going to be relying on the offense to put up points and then just hope that the clock runs out with the Bears in the lead at some point. But I don't think the Bears can rely on themselves at all in terms of a game plan. They just got to hope that the Packers make mistakes and not the Bears are going to come out and actually stop them. So I got no faith in them going into this coming
Thanks,
game.
Vince.
Vince, we are aligned. Vince, you just said everything that I've been saying, because guess what? The defense isn't good enough to just stop anybody. So you got to hope they can break them when it counts. Get off the field on third down, maybe get to a third down. That's the first thing is get to a third down or take the ball away.
This does not sound...
That's how bad the defense is, Layla, let's be honest.
Your lack of faith disturbs me.
This sounds like somebody who studied for 7 minutes running in before the test and just praying. They just answer C on multiple choice the whole time and think that they'll pass just by answering C. So with that level of confidence, let's continue with the phones. We'll go to Steve in Crown Point. Steve, you're on with Raheem Harris and Grody.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank
good morning.
You.
Hey,
Bears.
Thinking about it, the Bears offense, or the team is all offense. They're built to go ahead and get the job done on offense, not defense. With all the injuries on defense and the way the team is built with first round, second round talent on the offensive side of the ball compared to all the injuries on the defensive side of the ball. I think Ben is just more, he's being more realistic that the offense needs to step up more and score more points.
Isn't it crazy? You know what's really hit me, though? What a sign of the times to hear him say, the team is all offense. That's crazy. Sometimes it hits me. A Chicago Bears team right now in the year 2025 is finally being referred to a team that is all offense. That's pretty amazing in itself. It is, Layla, and it's about time the Bears caught up, but here they are, and the defense is behind. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Let's continue on the phones, 312-644-6767, and Jake in Ottawa. Jake, you're on with Raheem Harris and Grody.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. So just wanted to comment. I agree with Grody on the defense. I know they only gave up 19 points, but that could have easily been a 35-point game where it was just an absolute drumming. And the problem is here is the offense, if they don't sustain a drive, they don't know when they're going to get the ball back again. And as you know, everyone knows, the offense needs to stay on the field more to get into rhythm.
No doubt.
To get off. And our defense just doesn't get off the field. And without the turnovers, they're one of the worst defenses in the league. It's like, I don't expect to have a top 10 defense, but can we get a middle of the pack with a good offense? I mean, I love that we're offense, but this defense is the biggest liability. And I get Ben Johnson not wanting to speak out on it, but you can call them out too. And, you know, if him and Dennis have a relationship, he says, there shouldn't be a problem with calling out the obvious. That's all I got to say, guys.
He's called them out. They're 29th in total defense. What chairs on the Titanic do you want Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen to rearrange on this defense? That's my question.
You're calling a playoff defense the Titanic.
I'm sorry. If they're getting turnovers, everything's cool. They led the league in turnovers forced. If they're not, again, 29th in the... Hold on, let me give you the teams. The Cowboys, the Bengals, and the Commanders are the only teams that gave up more total yards than the Chicago Bears.
One of those teams reportedly fired their defensive coordinator today.
Yeah. There goes the floose again. Mm-hmm.
Floose is loose.
The floose is loose.
He can be collected by anyone.
I hope he's making a lot of money.
Well,
he is.
Yeah. He did, yes. He did with the Bears, did with Dallas. So, no, Matt Eberflus is going to be just fine financially.
And he's adding to the ecosystem by taking care of bees. And I wish I were kidding, but I do think that matters.
We're running out of bees.
You know why I want to be a coach? Why do I want to be a coach?
To become a college head coach by some power school, preferably SEC, and then
get fired
to get paid. It is the way. It really is.
Live the life.
Let's go to Clay and Anawan. Clay, you're on Raheem Harris and Grody.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What up?
Hey, I like your guys' show. You guys are phenomenal.
Thanks, Clay.
I just would like to see Montez Sweat and Billings just have a phenomenal game. I don't know if Edmonds and Edwards can step up a little bit, but I would just like to see our defense just come out on top.
I'm all for a big Bill game, man. He did have a sack of David Montgomery in that game.
Is that a sack?
Yes.
It is a sack.
He was technically the ball thrower.
Isn't that wild?
He was the ball thrower.
We were all laughing in the press box when that happened. It was just so perfect.
Like, when I wrote it down, I was like, tackles David Montgomery. Yeah, and then I was like, RIP to the trick play.
He's a quarterback. David Montgomery was the quarterback. We got you, David Montgomery.
I think this has been a very healing hour because I think, if nothing else, people understand, stop depending on the defense to do anything more than create a turnover occasionally and or not break, just bend.
Yeah, but you procrastinators on the offensive side of the ball can't be all like, three and out, psych, we're going to try in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, procrastination offense is not going
to
work.
And thank you, it is 2026, as the texter points out. I said 2025. I'm not used to 2026. Is anybody used to 2026 yet?
You get at least 20 days
to adjust
to the
new year. Is that what it is?
I think you get the whole month of January.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
fair
you.
Enough.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay, so 773 says, to answer just C on the Scantron is for amateurs. The move is ABACADABA. Ooh.
Are Scantrons still a thing? I mean, I imagine they are, right?
I don't know.
They
my
are
schooling
thing.
Stopped Ask in the niece. Early 2000s.
Yeah, that's my niece's.
Standardized yep. tests still exist.
Yep, I'm sure they do.
Fair enough. Coming up next year, I'm Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Patrick Manley loves a good question.
He's going to love all of
we
this.
We should ask him this. He also watched the game of the year in college football last night. All right, maybe that's putting it a little more crazily than I thought.
Was but it better than?
Who better to ask about a horrible long snap gone bad on special teams?
Block kicks.
Than Patrick Manley. But all of it. So we'll talk to him about that and more next.
Manley.